Mission Hospital is leading the way in providing you with the most advanced diagnostic care in the world, part of the St. Joseph Health System. And now it's time for Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
After a cardiac event, there is a stage when you begin cardiac rehab, and it's a very positive thing, and it's a way to get back the quality of life that you intend to have before you even had that cardiac event. My guest is Elaine Gautreaux. She is the clinical manager and an exercise specialist for Mission's Cardiopulmonary Rehabilitation Department. Welcome to the show, Elaine. Tell us about cardiac rehab. What's involved in that?
Hi, Melanie, and thanks for having me. Typically, we see patients that have had heart attacks, angioplasties, or stents. Maybe they've had bypass surgery or valve surgery or repair, even heart or lung transplants, stable angina, even congestive heart failure. And we get all of these types of people in cardiac rehab. There's basically four phases to cardiac rehab. Some hospitals only have three phases, but Mission actually has four. When you're phase one, you're an inpatient, and you're getting education from an inpatient cardiac nurse, maybe on pre- or post-op instructions or home exercise guidelines after your surgery, things like that. So phase one is in the hospital. Phase two is when you come down to cardiac rehab and you do an EKG-monitored exercise program. You also get a lot of education, but it's a progressive exercise program where we get you back to your normal strength and hopefully even stronger than you were before. Plus, it's got a lot of social support as well from the staff and the other patients. So it's both for your physical and mental well-being. Phase three is a maintenance program. So people that have graduated from that phase two program can stay with us and exercise in a maintenance program. So it's still a very supervised program where we still take blood pressures and we're contacting physicians if we have any questions about medications or blood pressures, things like that. So it is a more supervised facility than, say, going to another gym somewhere. Phase four that we have here at Mission Hospital is called sports and wellness. So it is more like a typical gym. It's a little bit less supervised, but we're still right across the hall in case you need us.
So back in the day, Elaine, and even back when I was doing cardiac rehab, you know, people were told that they lay in bed after an event for even as much as 6 weeks, you don't move. But that's really not even the case. And even post-MI one day, you're getting them up and
exactly.
Walking around almost immediately, aren't you?
Yes, definitely. The new studies are showing that we want people to get active again. Even people that have had bypass surgery or valve surgery, we usually see them about 4 to 6 weeks after their surgery. And we just start them very slowly, very progressively, and they have wonderful outcomes.
So what's involved in phase one, you said, is in hospital. So they are still there. Maybe they've had a heart attack or another cardiovascular event, and you walk them around the halls. You give them a little
right.
lesson about what happens to them. There's a lot of teaching that goes on in cardiac rehab, isn't there?
There is a lot of teaching. The inpatient cardiac nurses do a lot of education about the actual procedures and medications because a lot of patients are put on new medications that they have never been on before. So they need to know some of the side effects to report to their physicians. And then when they come down into phase two, we do a one-on-one orientation with these patients that takes about an hour. And we go through the anatomy and physiology of your heart. We go through what your medications are for and are you being compliant with them and why it's so important to be compliant with your medications. We go through home exercise guidelines. So there is a lot of teaching. We go through a lot of risk factor modifications. So we identify what their risk factors are for heart disease and how they can control those risk factors so that they don't have any further heart events.
So you're looking at the reason that they're there in the first place and
yeah.
then trying to teach them as you're talking about the behavioral modification and lifestyle modification so that they can then resume life and start these healthy new habits so that
exactly.
they don't have another event. Now, when they get into phase two and even phase three, how long in the future after their event do these things take place? Is this a year-long thing? Is it 2 years? How long does it take to move from phase to phase?
You know, when we get phase two patients, Medicare patients are typically given 36 exercise sessions. So that would be 3 times a week for 12 weeks or 3 months. Depending on other insurances, it could be maybe 18 visits or 24 visits. But we really encourage people to do 36 visits if possible, just because the statistics have shown the more cardiac rehab sessions that you do, the better your outcomes are. So we typically get phase two patients for about 3 months, and then they can transition into phase three or even phase four. They can go directly to phase four if we feel like they're healthy enough and strong enough to do that.
And is there nutritional counseling involved as well, Elaine, because that involves so much of what they had done in the past and what they need to look for? We've realized more now how important nutrition is to our heart and to our general overall well-being.
That is a huge part. We have a dietitian on our staff. And she teaches a lot of the education classes. She also does one-on-one diet consults with the patients and their families. So it, maybe the patient isn't the one that does the shopping or cooking in their household. So we bring the spouse in or whoever is doing the shopping and cooking so that they get that information as well. Nutrition is a huge part of it because many people just simply need to make some simple lifestyle adjustments. We feel that moderation is the key as far as nutrition. We're never going to say you can never eat this or never eat that. We do take moderation into consideration, and we think that's the best approach. And we want people to make small lifestyle changes that they're going to be able to stick with for a long time.
Well, that certainly is the key, is those lifestyle changes that they can stick with for a long time, because that's what's going to keep them motivated and encouraged to keep doing it. Now, as we enter phase three and even into phase four, are the patient's weight training, can they expect all aspects of exercise, stretching, maybe yoga, besides just the cardiovascular and monitoring?
Yes, definitely. We encourage patients to do aerobic exercise most, if not all, days of the week. So that would be things like getting on a treadmill or a bike or dancing or swimming or whatever they like to do. Then weight training is usually just 2 to 3 times a week. We do encourage them to do all the different muscle groups in their bodies. So there's usually 8 different large segments of muscle groups that we encourage them to do weight training with. And then we highly encourage stress management practices. So whether that's yoga or Tai Chi or deep breathing or prayer or mindfulness meditation, stress management is a huge part of the program as well, because they're finding that the stress hormones that our body produces really causes inflammation in our bodies. And that inflammation causes damage to the inner lining of our arteries. It makes it easy for fats and plaques to deposit. So stress management is a huge part of controlling or possibly even reversing heart disease.
Well, stress and inflammation, cortisol levels, and all of these things that, you know, people hear about do contribute to heart disease. And one of the things I love about cardiac rehab, Elaine, is the camaraderie that the patients have together in these group settings when they're doing group exercise. They're all on the way back. They're all on the way up. This is not a depressing thing. It's a very uplifting thing, correct?
Exactly. We kind of jokingly call ourselves the second happiest place on earth because the patients get so much social support from both the staff and the patients that it's very, very important to them to be here. Again, they're encouraged by both staff and other people, and they realize they're not the only people that have gone through this before. So the social aspect, it's hard to explain that to somebody that's just coming into cardiac rehab, but I just had a gentleman come up to me the other day, and he was so cute. He said, you know what, I get it. I really get what cardiac rehab is about, because physically I feel so much better with the exercise, but psychologically, I feel so much happier and so well supported by the staff and the other people that I exercise with that I love coming here. And that's what really motivates us to work with all of these patients, is you see people get so much better, both physically and mentally.
And give us a little bit of some background and reasons why, we don't have a lot of time, Elaine, why someone would want to come to Mission Hospital for their cardiac rehab.
You know, we have an awesome staff here. We have registered nurses. We have master's trained exercise physiologists. So we have a very large network of people that we can gain other knowledge and consults from. We can consult with physical therapists and dietitians and respiratory therapists. So our staff is one of the best parts about our program. We also recently remodeled last year, and we have a huge, beautiful rehab center that's very conducive to exercise and just having people come in and talk and socialize while they're exercising. So Mission has is a certified heart center. We have wonderful cardiologists, so we get great support from our cardiologists and our hospital in general.
Thank you so much, Elaine Gautreau at Mission's Cardiopulmonary Rehabilitation Department. Certainly the place to go for your cardiac rehab. You're listening to Mission Radio. For more information, you can go to mission4health.com. That's mission, the number 4health.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.